Now, both of these views are wrong. The church age is wrong for so many different reasons. Obviously, the Bible teaches us in Ephesians chapter number 3 that glory shall be in the church throughout all ages.
Amen.
Thank you, Paul, for writing that so we can use that today. But here's another reason why it's so stupid to believe in a church age, okay? Because if you dig into what they believe in this about this doctrine, they'll say that the different church ages, if you read those stories in Revelation chapter 2, the characteristics of those churches is what characterizes that age of the churches in that age. Does that make sense to everyone? You know, for example, they have the Laodicean era, right? Which is the Laodicean church. And the Laodicean church obviously was a lukewarm church in the Bible. So they'll say, yeah, we're living in the Laodicean era because all the churches are lukewarm. You know, speak for yourself. We're not lukewarm. You know, we're soul winning and all these things. We're preaching hard. We're preaching the Bible. People are fired up about the things of God. You can't call us Laodicean Baptist Church. But they'll say that those churches in Revelation, the characteristics that you see there are the attributes of the churches of that age. Does that make sense to everyone? Which is a stupid way of interpreting because of this. Within those seven churches in Revelations 2 and 3, you have a church called the church at Ephesus.
Right.
Which is the actual church that we can find in the Bible that Paul wrote to called the book of Ephesians.
Amen.
Okay, does that make sense to everyone? Well, the problem that the church at Ephesus had is that they had left their first love. Right? They had left their first love, and the first love that it was referring to is the first works, which is talking about soul winning. Well, guess what other church you have when the book of Ephesians was written? You have the book of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians.
Right.
And what does the book of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians say about the Thessalonians? That from them sounding out the word of the Lord. Right? So these people at the church of Thessalonica were known for what? For preaching the gospel fervently to the point where their message was being sounded out in all the earth.
Amen.
In Achaia and all those other places. So how does that fit? If they're in the same church age,
right, but
they have different attributes, then your seven church ages theology falls apart.
Amen.
Because the church at Thessalonica is not like your church at Ephesus.
Amen.